Contrary to popular conception, there was little glamour in the Old West. The wonderful adventure offered in the books and films that chronicled its past was largely mythical. The characters who stalked each other down dusty streets, pranced on horseback, and danced through gilded saloons and movies since the great train robbery were mostly the stuff of fiction. In the 1930s and 1940s, two generations listened in rapt attention to Western radio programs such as Red Rider, The Lone Ranger, and The Cisco Kid. The writers of these Wild West dramas, as well as those who followed them in the film and TV eras, had little or no idea of what the Old West was truly like. Their heroes were drawn from the ancient concepts of medieval knights. Their villains stemmed from the legends of dragons. The image of the Old West was the long-cherished image of the heroic and often the superhuman. Not only did the Western lawman outdraw and outfight every outlaw, but his horse was capable of galloping endurance and fantastic leaps that certainly rivaled the flying feats of Pegasus. In truth, the West was a place of unspeakable hardships and dangers, as this encyclopedia will clearly show. Early death threatened the pioneers at all turns, from hostile Indians to vicious weather, disease, and roaming white renegades who slaughtered the innocent indiscriminately to obtain and hold the West's most precious commodity, land. It was the land that caused the range wars, where cattle barons attempted to wipe out the small ranchers, the immigrant farmers, or the sheep herders whose flocks vied with cattle for the grazing lands. It was the land that became precious once the railroad sliced through its far horizons in search of cattle to be shipped to the beef-hungry East. Along the steel paths of the railroads mushroomed the cattle towns of the West, Ellsworth, Hays, Wichita, and Dodge City in Kansas. And with these early day settlements came the cowboy, adept with horse and gun, the tools he would later employ in robbing banks and trains and killing for hire. The towns themselves, from Leadville to Deadwood, from Silver City to Tombstone, were little more than a huddle of clapboard shacks and rutted mud streets. Hygiene was practically non-existent, and settlers died prematurely of diseases long since vanquished by modern medicine. Saloons and bordellos were usually in greater number than churches and schools. The women of the town were mostly prostitutes who spread venereal diseases of all sorts. The women who gained notoriety in the West were invariably prostitutes or became gamblers or ribald saloon characters such as Calamity Jane and Poker Alice. Calamity Jane was celebrated in such films as The Plainsman, in which Jean Arthur portrayed a whip-cracking Calamity, and Calamity Jane, where Doris Day played her as a singing stagecoach driver. In real life, Calamity Jane was, sadly, a barfly or gunfighter groupie who followed the likes of Wild Bill Hickok from saloon to saloon. The so-called Bandit Queens, Belle Starr and Cattle Kate Watson, were the camp followers of bandits who thought of them as inconsequential persons. Belle Starr wore dresses and rode side saddle, but she delighted in posing for photographs while wearing six guns. She was, in truth, the mistress to many an outlaw, including Cole Younger, Jim Reed, Sam Starr, Blue Duck, and Jim July, all Indian bandits. Ella Cattle Kate Watson was the consort of Wyoming rancher and rustler Jim Averill, and had nothing to do with stealing cattle. Averill simply stored his stolen herds in a large pen behind Watson's bordello, giving the impression that Watson was a hard-riding cattle thief. They were both lynched by a posse during the bloody Johnson County War. The West's only known female stagecoach robber was the youthful Pearl Hart, who robbed a single stagecoach outside of Globe, Arizona in 1899 and promptly got lost. She and a male accomplice were quickly tracked down by a posse. Belle Siddons, also known as Madame Vestal, was probably the best-known female gambler of the Old West, operating her own gambling dens in Wichita, Kansas, Deadwood, South Dakota, and Denver, Colorado. She fell in love with a stagecoach robber and accidentally betrayed him so that he was shot to pieces in an attempted robbery. Siddons was so overcome with grief, the legend goes, she took to drugs and was later found in a Chinese opium den in San Francisco a short time later.